This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says he's not going anywhere. Still defending himself against sexual assault allegations now from two women, he gives an exclusive interview to Fox News last night.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
The two women making accusations against him are scheduled to address the matter at a hearing on Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Panel. Evacuations underway in the Georgetown, South Carolina area. Flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep is threatening them after Hurricane Florence. About 8,000 people affected. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Transparency, we want to have openness.
President Trump leaving some suspense about what's going to happen with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The president asked while in New York yesterday for the UN General Assembly what he's planning to do when it comes to Rosenstein, who's reportedly either planning to resign or expecting to be fired.
I'm meeting with Rod Rosenstein on Thursday when I get back from all of these meetings, and we'll be meeting at the White House, and we'll be determining what's going on.
Comic legend Bill Cosby to be sentenced today after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The DA wants 5 to 10 years in prison, saying Cosby hasn't shown remorse. Senator Ted Cruz and his wife in a Washington, D.C. restaurant, the latest to face protesters and hecklers as they were trying to have dinner last night. This is the USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It appears work on the Keystone Pipeline will finally get underway next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The developer of the Keystone XL Pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of oil, members of OPEC have just wrapped up their latest meetings in Algiers where they discussed supply and demand. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production. production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. And I've got a real treat for you. Her book has just been released, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. The one and only New York Times bestselling author, Brigitte Gabriel, is with us. Brigitte, how are you?
Oh, I'm delighted to be back with you, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, Brigitte, of course, a terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., and the author, as I mentioned, of her new book, Rise. Brigitte, this all for you started when you were 10 years old. They didn't realize the lioness that they awoke in you when they attacked you and your family, did they?
No, they did not. And, you know, this is exactly where my passion comes from, because my life changed on 9/11 happened to me in 1975 in Lebanon, when the radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burying me under the rubble wounded. I ended up living in a hospital for 2.5 months and later living in a bomb shelter underground for the next 7 years of my life, from the age of 10 till the age of 17. Robbed of my youth. But you know what they say, Bill? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes,
and when I was younger, I would always wonder, God, how could you do this to us? You know, why don't you go pick on the drug dealers and the killers and people who massacre people? Why do you have to pick on us? You know, God-fearing, law-abiding citizens.
Exactly.
But it became very clear to me that God uses his people to make a difference in this world, and everything happens for a reason.
Well, without a doubt, he is sovereign, and you're exactly right. If we're open to that, to become better and not bitter, it could have been easy for you and your family to become bitter, because it wasn't fair, and it wasn't fair for lots of Lebanese and people in the area and what radical Islam has done. But it has really sobered you up, in a sense, to where you probably look at the idea of political correctness in America, and you just can't believe it.
Exactly. This is why for someone like me, Bill, who crossed oceans to get here, I value and I understand the freedoms, the amazing gifts that we have in this country, that our founding fathers in their wisdom saw, envisioned an amazing nation and gave us the laws and the rights and the freedoms that we have. And actually, many of our founding fathers died broke trying to fight to give us the country that we have today. The least we can can do is preserve it for our next generation. And people like me who escaped tyranny to come to the United States understand what we left behind and why we crossed oceans to get here. And the sad thing is, Americans, Bill, take it for granted because they have been born into the lap of freedom. Exactly. They have been born into a nation that defends them, that stands for them, that gives them the freedom to even burn the flag, demonstrate against the flag, even kneel for the flag, and they can still live here without the police arresting them in the middle of the night and throwing them in jail, never to be heard from again. This is a nation where we have so much freedom and so much blessings that we need to stand up and defend her with everything we can, because right now America is under assault from an enemy abroad as well as from enemies within. And that's what I try to point out in my new book, Rise. Rise in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, and rise in defense of everything that America represents that people like you and me and our listeners care about.
Exactly. Well, at the very foundation of our country and our U.S. Constitution are those Judeo-Christian values that lead to freedom, God-given rights and liberty that God has given to us, lest if a government was the one to give it to us, they would take it away. And sadly, the government seems to be moving more and more in that direction. But if people with passion and people that believe in the liberty and the foundation of this country do not stand up and rise, then we're going to continue to be overwhelmed.
Exactly. We are going to continue to be overwhelmed. Look what's happening right now in America. I mean, our country is changing right before our very eyes, Bill. And you and I have talked about this before. I mean, the flag that once flew on every street corner is now considered a hate symbol.
Amazing.
On college campuses. Athletes who used to break out in tears of pride during the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. But the world is turned upside down. Patriotism is seen as hateful. Freedom of speech is being eliminated by the tyranny of tolerance and hatred. People who hate our country, apologize for our country, they're not considered haters, but they are considered freedom fighters. Well, people like you and me, who honor our founding fathers, who respect our Constitution, who love our flag, who believe that America was founded on amazing principles that made it a shining city on a hill for the whole world to look at and strive to come to, right now, all these values are under attack. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, even our freedom together. Look,
exactly.
I had a national conference in Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot believe the attacks against us from the likes of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the ACLU and MoveOn.org and these type of organizations that did not agree with what we were talking about or with our stand on national security, that they actually threatened the Hyatt to shut down our national conference, our event, as well as the ACLU sent a letter to members of Congress because they knew that members of Congress are going to be speaking at our national conference. The ACLU sent a letter to Congress threatening them not to show up at our conference, and the letter was signed by 59 organizations. 59 organizations! This is where we are in America today.
Exactly. What are they afraid of, Brigitte?
They are afraid of the truth. They are afraid of what we represent and the freedoms that we fight for. We are speaking about defending America from enemies abroad from within. We are speaking against radical Islamic terrorism. We are speaking against people like Antifa who feel they can show up with brass knuckles and knives and attack Americans and punch them and kill them just because they disagree with them. Look, in America, since the founding of our nation, we have debated issues, we have debated ideas, we have the ability to gather together and passionately debate ideas, even from the top of our lungs, yet respectfully agree to disagree. We recognize from the beginning of our nation that what made America great is our ability to come together and reason together.
Exactly.
Even though we don't agree on issues, but that's part of what contributed to the greatness of our nation. And we all, no matter what debate we got into, no matter whether we are talking with our friends, whether we're talking on college campuses, whether we're talking in Congress, we all go into a debate knowing that I may change my mind based on learning new information that I did not know before from my opponents or people that I'm discussing things with. That's what about, the exchange of ideas. Yet these exchange of ideas are no longer allowed in our American society today. If you are a conservative speaker speaking on a college campus, you are booed, you are thrown out, you are attacked with people throwing pies at you, you need a security team fit for a president just to be able to speak on a college campus. These are the ideas and these are the principles that the radical leftists in our country today, including the Islamists that work with them, you know, in my book, Rise, I have a whole chapter about the leftist Islamist coalition and how now they're coming together and working together against the ideas that you and I stand for.
Exactly.
And our listeners.
Well, Brigitte, we got to take a quick pause, going to break. More from Brigitte Gabriel after this.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When I feel my heart about to break,
America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, where we're fresh, very independent, maybe a little bit ornery. That's okay. You can be ornery, too. It's welcomed here. And this is the whole point of this conversation with Brigitte and her book, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, you brought up something very important, and that is that it wasn't really all that long ago where we could sit down and reason together passionately, but respectfully. I would ask those that want to be so passionately and so mean-spirited, when was the last time that they clearly convinced somebody of their policy by yelling and screaming and burning their building down?
Exactly. Or calling them names.
Yes.
Or destroying their property. Or attacking their children. Or giving the names of their children to gangs and thugs so they can go target them. We are better than that as a society, as Americans. We are far better than that. What made us better than most nations around the world is the freedoms that we have and the wisdom that we had installed in us by our founding fathers, the practices that our founding fathers put in place that we have carried on. This is exactly why we have a balance in our government. This is exactly why we have checks and balances. This is exactly why we have Congress debating issues before they pass a bill and it's presented to the American public. And the American public and their representative have the opportunity to look at bills presented and debate them before the before people vote for them. Mm-hmm. This is exactly why we have an electoral system in our government as well, in our society. And
right.
Like you said, not long ago, we were able to come together and reason together. But right now, we have lost that, and we cannot lose that. And this is exactly why, when I wrote my book, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And by the way, I want to point out that this is not a religious book. This mm-hmm. is a secular book. Judeo-Christian values are the foundation of Western civilization.
Exactly.
You may call them principles. Western democracy is based on Judeo-Christian values. Even atheists in our country teach their children, Johnny, treat others the way you want to be treated. Most
right.
people don't realize that that's a principle founded in biblical foundation.
Exactly.
Now, whether you go to church or not, whether you go to temple or not, whether you're a practicing Jew or a Christian or whatever, you don't need to be a practicing religious person to live and abide by these principles that are the foundation of American society. And we need to come together and understand if we care about these principles, if we care about this foundation, we must now stand up against the thugs, against the people who do not tolerate another point of view, against those who are calling for the killing and the murder of our police. We cannot lose.
Not to mention our president either. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is as you point out, Brigitte, is this mean-spiritedness and these actions that are taking place. I mean, we live in a dangerous America right now. It's no longer an existential threat. It is here domestically within our boundaries. We got people that have sit there, looked in our face and said, hey, look, I want you gone. I want you dead. The threat of your liberties is too much for me, and I want you out of here. And that is a concerted effort. And then you have other people who are going along to get along, and next thing you know, they're wearing the t-shirts, they're thinking the thoughts, they're saying the words. You've got Madonna saying that she's thought many times of blowing up the White House. You've got a former Broadway star saying, where's John Wilkes Booth when you need them? A threat towards the president. This is all very dangerous stuff. And what's happening is you're going to find people on the wrong side of this whole matter, and they're acting rather treasonously, and they're putting in jeopardy the liberties that we have grown up with, and along with it, decency and kindness toward your fellow man. I mean, this is very dangerous right now, in my opinion.
Very dangerous. And to give you an example, in my book, Rise, I discuss an instance where a professor at NYU, a leftist professor, basically put out the names of our ICE agent, of
yes.
1,600 ICE agents. Their names, their families, their wives, their children, their husbands, where they live, their addresses, and gave it to Antifa. On purpose to inflict harm and to injure these people. Antifa shared it with ISIS, put it out on the internet. Now, this is beyond hatred. Mm. Wishing ill and injury and even maybe murder on another American who did nothing. You don't even know them. You don't even know their children. You don't even know their families. Simply because they have a job. job and their job is to secure our borders, arrest gang members like MS-13 gang who broke into our land and are killing our people. And for that, you hate them so much that you want them dead, as well as their families and their children, that you put their name out. This is where we are in our nation. And I don't believe, Bill, I believe there's a lot of Americans who agree with you and me, even if they are not conservatives, who are decent Americans who say, you know what? This is crossing the line.
Exactly.
This is crossing a line that no one in this, that most of us in this nation do not want to cross, and we do not want to go there.
Well, this is why we need to come together for those key principles, as you say, Brigitte. It's about liberty. It's about being American. It's not Republican, Democrat, Independent. It's outside of the political realm. It's a higher calling than that. And it's the calling for liberty for, you know, that secures you and myself and our families and the next generation coming behind us.
Exactly. And, you know, in the book, in the first chapter, I discuss how on 9/11, how we were united, 9/11, 2001, how we were united as Americans. This is how I open up the book, how on that day, you know, we were not Democrats. We were not Republicans. We were not independents. We were not libertarians. We were Americans. We cried together. We sobbed together. We hugged each other. We all hung our American flags on in front of our homes, on our cars. People were buying American clothing, American flag clothing. You couldn't even keep American flag clothing in stores. People were all together as a nation. Who can forget the image of our elected officials standing on the steps of the Capitol singing God Bless America on that day? We all were one. How far we have come in just 17 years. 17 years.
Right.
We're not talking ancient history. We're talking 17 years. The country today is so divided, and we shouldn't let it be divided. We should come together. We should understand the problem that we are dealing with, and we should become active. And that's exactly why I titled my book, Rise. Mm-hmm. The problem on our side, Bill, people who are like us, who are logical people, who want to get back to, but let's discuss the issues. Let's not shout and insult and call each other name and attack and cuss each other out. Let's come and talk together peacefully and nicely and try to reason together. People like us don't like information. That's why I wrote my book. We don't like education on the right. We have education. Bill, the people who are listening to you right now are all educated on the issue. They know the problem.
Exactly.
But they are not mobilized. The people on the left, on the other hand, are extremely mobilized. They don't understand the issues. They're not educated. You ask any 22-year-old leftist radical, tell me about socialism. You want socialism in America? Tell me why. Tell me about socialism.
Right.
They cannot even answer you what socialism is, yet they're mobilized. So what I do with my book, Rise, at the end of every chapter, I have a section titled Rise Up and Act, where I give people ideas and tips of things they can do, simple things to make a difference in their local community and for our nation. Three things you can do under 10 minutes that will make a difference for the country, and you can do them while you're sipping your cup of coffee in the morning in your pajamas.
Exactly.
You don't need to go out and demonstrate. You don't need to block bridges, but there are simple things you can do that will make a difference for the country.
And I got to tell you, Brigitte, I'm so glad that your clarion call to activate the citizenry is in your book, and it's throughout the book. It is the heart of it. I mean, we can talk about the problems, but if we're not willing to do anything about them and affect the change that we see that needs to occur, it by virtue of our own Constitution that starts out with we the people, it commands us to be activated. If we're going to sit back, then you've got the deep state and all the other stuff that's been going on in our country that's tearing us apart. Remind everybody how they can get their hands on your book that has just been released, and the website, if you would, Brigitte.
Thank you. People can get the book Rise in all bookstores nationwide, as well as on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. It's available at Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, Walmart, Sam's Club, and everywhere where fine books are sold. People can also go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Find out more information about me, the book, and our organization as well.
Brigitte Gabriel, New York Times best-selling author, founder, chairman of Act for America. Brigitte, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you so much. To you as well. Bye-bye.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says he's not going anywhere. Still defending himself against sexual assault allegations now from two women, he gives an exclusive interview to Fox News last night.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
The two women making accusations against him are scheduled to address the matter at a hearing on Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Panel. Evacuations underway in the Georgetown, South Carolina area. Flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep is threatening them after Hurricane Florence. About 8,000 people affected. And this is USA Radio News.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
I gotta tell you, in the mess that we find ourselves in, that's the highlight, is counting the blessings. It'll get you out of the morass of all that we're dealing with. And let me tell you, Rachel Alexander joins us now at 20 minutes before the top of the hour, senior editor at The Stream. She's a political columnist and the founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, let's talk Kavanaugh. This thing is just, let me say this up front, okay, because I've had to, process this whole deal in trying to, get a sense of both sides. We haven't heard from Dr. Ford yet, and I did have a chance to see the interview with Martha McCallum, which I thought was outstanding, with Judge Kavanaugh and his wife. I got to tell you, I believe him. I believe Judge Kavanaugh, and I know maybe that's not opportune. I didn't like from day one the way this whole thing had been orchestrated. This is a setup. I think having Dr. Ford come to D.C. and to really extend the circus that has been taking place, this is a total embarrassment. I mean, I cannot believe that we're reliving Clarence Thomas one more time.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible that they're pulling this. And I agree with you. I believe Kavanaugh, And it's the reason I believe him in part is because her story is full of so many holes. She doesn't have anyone to corroborate her. You know, where's the girlfriend that she told when she was a kid about, you know, what when it happened? Mm-hmm. And finally, the whole way she's gone about doing this, you know, why didn't she go to law enforcement? Why did she go to Congress?
Right.
If this was such a problem.
Well, this is an educated woman. I mean, come on, you don't, the only reason you get involved with the people that you're involved with, I mean, her support team, they're all radical liberals who have been part of the resistance from day one. And so all this stuff smacks. I understand, you know, people, you know, thinking, well, it's not political, you know, we got to really think about, you know, this whole deal with the hashtag MeToo movement is legitimately for women that, you know, that have been abused. I'm not saying that Dr. Ford has not or is not dealing with issues, but she is overextending, I believe. She's outside of her lane of what the Me Too movement is all about, at least the way I understand it, you know, from a male perspective, of course.
Well, and we knew, you know, once the Me Too movement popped up, that it was going to go too far, that there were going to be people who were going to take advantage of it and use it. And I think that's exactly what she and the Democrats thought that they were doing, that they're going to use the Me Too movement to get Kavanaugh. And so far, I think they're failing. You know, Mitch McConnell says they're going to go ahead and take a vote this week no matter what.
Well, the court of public opinion, as we know, forget about due process, forget about being innocent, any presumption of innocence whatsoever. That's the way the court of public opinion works. And, of course, it has been further weaponized, as someone declared it and described it, I think very appropriately, is the campus college rape culture has come into the mainstream, has it not?
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And I just feel like what's going on here is an absolute witch hunt by the Democrats. It's a witch hunt to take down this guy who didn't have a single blemish on his whole career. I mean, he, you know, admitted during his interview that he was a virgin in high school and for several years after that.
Right.
You know, he's the last type of person who would do something like this.
Yeah, I think it's a huge loss for this country if Judge Kavanaugh does not get confirmed, and the manner in which this has taken place. The Democrats are unhinged totally, throwing caution aside, just as they did with Harry Reid. When Harry Reid went nuclear, the nuclear option was exercised. Now here it is, it's biting them back, and this will, this is going to create a mess, because inevitably the Democrats are going to have control once again. And they have rewritten the rules of confirmation. And here the Republicans in the past have been fairly nice and respectful, understanding the president has every right to choose who they want to choose for the Supreme Court. And their job is to advise and consent, not do what they're doing. What they're doing now is outside of the lanes of advise and consent, don't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Republicans are in control right now, so they get to have their nominee. And the Democrats are acting like they're the ones in control, and they're going to not let the Republicans get their appointee. But, you know, I'm pretty confident he is going to be confirmed. The reason the Democrats are fighting so hard is because he's going to change the balance of the Supreme Court. We're going to have a majority of conservatives, and they just don't know what to do with themselves, because the Supreme Court has become so powerful in recent years, deciding all kinds of things that really belong to Congress.
Yes. And, of course, whose fault is that? That the Supreme Court has become activated and become an activist operation of the Democratic Party and the arms. So this is what they've created, and they don't want to let go of that, no doubt. In your column, you talk about the questions that Congress should ask Kavanaugh and the accuser. Run it down for us.
Yeah, I mean, basically, one of the most important questions they need to do is get to the inconsistencies that Dr. Ford has. And, you know, one of them is she doesn't remember how she got to the party, where the party was held, how she got home, or what year it took place. And I would ask her, if this was really so horrible, why can't you remember these? I remember details like when I was, you know, going to high school parties, and nothing happened to me that was that traumatic.
Right, exactly. And of course, you know, the whole psychological deal comes into play, and they'll claim it that because of the trauma, the brain goes itself, you know, puts itself in protective mode and will blank out these things. But based on that, nonetheless, we're, you know, she's to have the utmost of veracity, and we're supposed to believe her and alter a man and his family's life because of this accusation that is hard to hold water.
Well, she's trying to have it both ways. On the one hand, she's saying, I got drunk, I blacked out, so that's why I can't remember. But on the other hand, we're supposed to believe the things she does remember, like the fact that, you know, she was supposedly sexually assaulted. And I'll tell you, I think she probably was sexually assaulted based on, you know, her notes with the therapist and things. It just wasn't done by Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm. Quite possibly, and quite possibly that some of this might have been exaggerated. I mean, she says she was drunk herself. Let's face it, being inebriated in those conditions, sometimes we can imagine things, and it could be worse than it actually is. I mean, at this point right now, we can conjecture to no end, and of course, when males, you know, begin to conjecture, we get ourselves in a lot of trouble, so I better stop.
But you do bring up an interesting point that I hadn't really thought of, which is that because she was drunk, her memory could just be getting the details incorrect and maybe exaggerating things. And that's interesting.
I think anything is possible at this point, as you say. And I'm like you. I'm not saying that, quite possibly she wasn't. But, you know, here it is 30-some years later. We weren't in the room. We're just trying to take the information she has. And, of course, we're trying to ferret all this out, Rachel, in the midst of all this hysteria and accusations. I mean, the things, I got to tell you, the things I'm most embarrassed for the Senate and for Congress about is their reckless use of rhetoric and accusations and claiming that he's already guilty. I mean, look, I get it that Joy Behar, you know, is over the top and she's already convicted and wants Judge Kavanaugh executed. I get that. That's where she comes from. But, I mean, come on. We're talking legislators. We're talking people, elected officials, talking so irresponsibly and unfounded. I mean, this is, and most of them are attorneys too, Rachel, so how can they say this?
Well, as a former attorney myself, I can tell you that some attorneys are like the biggest liars there are, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but when you're in a position, as they are, as legislators and representing the people, and some sort of level and example of civility, this is out of control. Rachel Alexander from The Stream on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Exactly what's missing in all this is the goodness of God. And when I say all this, I'm talking about, the Judge Kavanaugh controversy. Whenever there is an injustice felt, we always appeal to a higher authority. And in this particular case, the people who are to be in the position of authority, whether it is Senator Grassley, which I think, for the most part, he's done a good job, but leadership has been lacking and some wisdom there and how to rein in the out of control Democrats and what they have been doing, which I believe is counterproductive to the whole process of seating a Supreme Court justice. This is unhinged. And I'm sorry, Richard Blumenthal. I don't want to hear from Richard Blumenthal anymore. Richard Blumenthal lost credibility many years ago, as far as I was concerned, when he lied about his military service. And why the media wants to continue to put him on national television is beyond me. You see, we continue to give place to people who lie, and here he is with all his indignation. In his claims and statements that he makes about Judge Kavanaugh, and he doesn't even have the whole story. He hasn't even talked to Dr. Forbes, I would dare say. And Senator Hirono out of Hawaii, and you know me, I love Hawaii, but Senator Hirono, I got to tell you, you've insulted all men. If there'd have been any male figure that would have told the women to shut up, that they have no say, and to stand down and to get out of the way, all hell would have broken loose. But I'll tell you, I am beyond irritated, and I'm sickened by this whole process, that the senator, again, senators, elected officials, should be exampling a higher standard of civility. They are out of control. And for her to tell men to stand down, to have the audacity, look at, ladies, a lot of the problems that we have in America today is because you are handshackling men. You need men just as much as we need women. And nobody can be marginalized. This is this identity politics that's killing this country, as we talked about with Brigitte Gabriel earlier. This is all very dangerous, and here we are running amok. And let me tell you, we need to go to a higher authority on this deal, and I will give it to you plain. It is God himself. God knows the truth as to what's going on. We don't know what Dr. Ford has been dealing with. I'm sure, as we were talking with Rachel Alexander, that she's endured some trauma, and I feel for that. But let's be fair and let's be just about this and make sure when you make accusations like this that they are well-founded. You know, it's real clear that you need to have one or two, at least two witnesses in cases, and there's no witness here. Or even the witnesses that she claims were there, they have since, refuted her testimony. Said, you know, that's not the Brett Kavanaugh that we remember, and it's not, I don't even remember the party. So it's all very fuzzy, and meanwhile, a man's reputation stands in the balance. Okay. Set that aside, because we need to breathe here for a moment. And this is why the timing of Samantha Mao is so important. Sam, save us. This has really fired us up. But, one of the reasons why we have you here every week is so that we can take a pause and celebrate humanity and the goodness of humanity as you report every week on these viral videos. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad to be, maybe a little breath of fresh air when all this stuff is going on, when there's all this heavy news and there's this frustration in the air. There's a lot of stories out there that I hope will kind of make people remember there is good out there, and you should have faith in humanity. So I'm glad to be the good news girl.
Yeah, you're the bearer of good news, and we love this every week, like this 83-year-old man. Boots armed would-be robbers from Irish off-track betting parlor. What's all this?
So this video has had millions of views, over 5 million views on this, this one edition of it alone. He's an 83-year-old man, like you said, and he was at Bar One Racing in County Cork in Ireland, and three would-be robbers came in. Two of them had hammers, and one of them had a gun.
Mm.
And they began to rob the manager named Tim Murphy. And, of course, Tim's immediately just got his hands up, and he goes over to the safe and is unlocking it. And then Dennis O'Connor, the 83-year-old man, decides, not today, not while I'm here. And this older 83-year-old guy starts going after the robbers with his bare hands. He grabs one of them and starts throwing them out and grabs a chair and ends up getting two of the robbers out. And Tim decides to fight back, and they were able to thwart the robbery. It was quite an amazing scene. You always wonder what you would do in those situations, and Mr. O'Connor didn't think twice about it. He threw those robbers out, and I'm glad that the story had a happy ending,
nobody was hurt. Exactly. Well, you see, again, you cannot get in the middle of an Irishman's drink. You know, you do that, you do so at your own risk. How dare you, knucklehead?
Not today.
good for him. 5 million-plus views. Marines say they had to act to save a senior citizen from a D.C. fire. What happened?
A quick moving fire in the nation's capital, actually. There was 200 senior citizens in this building, and they or 100 senior citizens in this building, and they happened to be right by a small Marine outpost. And there was a bad fire, and these Marines said, these are our neighbors, they needed help, and we had to act, according to Captain Trey Gregory. They were about 200 yards away, And, of course, you know, the firefighters and some other neighbors were there, too. But these Marines came in, and they were the youngest and fittest out of everybody. And they ran upstairs, and they began taking people. You know, they could lift them up and sit them into wheelchairs and get them down. And, you know, there were residents trapped even up on the fourth floor. And they ended up getting everybody out, and only six people even had to be admitted to the hospital. And everybody survived. Everybody was okay. And, you know, they said there's a saying that there, with Marines, there's no better friends and no worse enemies. And I think these guys were the best friends they could have been. You know, don't you love when Marines are nearby? They, you know, even in Florence, they were helping in Jacksonville. And, you know, in this situation, they just, Marines are the kind of guys that just come in and they're going to help you
exactly.
whenever you need it. And I just love them for it.
Well, Semper Fi, always faithful. That's what it's all about. This next story, boy, very touching. A grieving family puts up their classic car for purchase at an auction. What happened?
So Brent and his wife, Nicole, were killed in a motorcycle crash back in May of this year. And his mom and dad got custody of their children, Liam and Ariel. And Liam is three and Ariel is six, and they both have hearing difficulties. And, of course, his parents, the Carey Lukes, were not prepared to be raising children. They didn't ever think they'd have to do this. And, you know, so financially it's been a struggle for them, especially with this expensive medical treatment these children need.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brent had a car. It was his pride and joy, and it was a Pontiac Pontier, I believe that's how you say it, and he decides to auction it off, or his family decides to auction it off. Well, you know, of course, this is really hard for them because they knew that he would, he wanted to give that to his son. You know, his son had spent, it was their father's pride and joy, and they decide to auction it off. But they go to the auction house, and they start, they start the bidding, and they explain what's happening. Well, the first person starts the bidding. They sell it for $29,000, and then they're like, okay, we're going to turn around. We're going to give it back and donate it again. They end up buying it and reselling it three times, different people in this auction house, raising over $100,000 and giving the car back to their grandparents.
My gosh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is what an awesome story, and generous people to do that. And so now it's back with the parents. The grandparents have the money. They've got the car, and maybe one of the kids will be driving it down the road, huh?
That's right. It is a Pontiac Parisienne. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
It's a Pontiac Parisienne. You can tell I'm not like the car guru, but this is. And you know what? They raised
$80,000
on GoFundMe.
How much?
Another $80,000 on GoFundMe, you know, was raised by this community.
Did I hear you right? $880,000?
No, $80,000.
Oh, $80,000. Okay, all right. Well, there was a little blip there, and I'm going, but still, what an enormous amount of money, and thank God. This is family and friends, you know, coming together, neighbors. This is why neighbors are so important, and little do you know how you can reach out and help somebody. Final story here. Every week, a 93-year-old man buys a box of Hershey chocolate bars. What goes on?
So Bob Williams actually has gone to his local store in Long Grove, Iowa, and bought a box of Hershey's chocolate every week for the past 10 years. They estimate he's bought over 6,000 chocolates, and he always will take a whole box and give them away. He gives two to the cashiers, one to the person behind him in lines, and spends the rest of the day giving them out. And when Hershey's found out about this, they said he'll never have to buy any more Hershey's chocolate. They'll make sure he gets all he can to give out to the community because people just love it.
Who says no to a Hershey's chocolate bar, especially with almonds? You know, it's got to be with almonds for me, Bob. So make sure if you bring one to me, it has almonds in it. That's the way I got to have it. Everybody, you know, it's just even like my oatmeal cookies, got to have nuts in it. I'm telling you. Samantha Mal on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day. If you're talking